have a grant that you're able to get for the plants and stuff, or you guys put this up yourselves? And
no, so for the foodscapes, the homeowners pay for all the materials, with the exception of the City of Ogden Green Waste donates compost.
Sweet.
Which is super awesome. They just started doing that this year. So we show up basically with a truckload of compost that the city has donated, and then the homeowners provide everything else. If they want to do raised beds and they're made out of redwood, that can be a little more expensive. If you want to just mound or plant in the ground, that's a lot less expensive. And then you have the volunteers to help you get started. But the homeowners provide all their own materials. We just provide the knowledge and the volunteers.
Volunteers are like this this force for good, and are they returning? I mean, do you see the same faces over and over?
Sometimes we do.
Sometimes we do.
Yeah, sometimes okay,
yeah. We do, right. Yeah. But
we're still pretty young, so we only did five. I mean, five was a lot to do last year, but,
oh, sure.
You know, five groups of people. But, yeah, we do have some returning volunteers, and what's really, really awesome is the USU Extension, when the Master Gardeners do their volunteer hours, they can come to Foodscapes.
And it works towards right.
Yes, that works towards their volunteer hours, which is really awesome.
So we're tied into the Weber County Extension office. Good. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know how the Master Gardener program works, but they're required to do 40 hours of volunteer after they finish the class to get their Master Gardener certificate. Yeah, and they're excited, and they're great to have too, right? I mean, because they're people a lot of times with some knowledge that can help.
Right, so you can say, "Go plant this." And then
you're not worried.
They can do it.
Right, exactly.
But at the same time, it's really kind of fun when people come to learn, because that's part of the reason that we do them. And it can serve a lot more people than just the homeowner, because the people that come to volunteer can learn how to plant a fruit tree or how to build the beds or whatever. So it's a learning opportunity and a volunteer opportunity.
Yeah.
We have just as many people show up who the first thing they say is, "Oh, I don't know anything," you know. But I'm really excited. I'm here
to
learn.
Great, I'll teach you.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what we think about it. And we had a table at the Ogden Farmers Market last year, and that sparked kind of a lot of interest. People were like, "Oh, yeah, foodscaping Utah. What are you guys? What do you do?" And then you know, that's when we started talking to people who were interested in volunteering too. So,
right, and who wanted to learn how to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's what's kind of cool too, is that you might just have people volunteer, find out how to do it, and then they start doing it to their yard and their neighbor's yard. Yeah. So you're influencing a whole neighborhood, and you personally didn't have anything to do with it.
Right.
Right.
It's a nice ripple effect.
Yeah.
For sure.